Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now. Doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Let them rip, people. 585-252-9800 to clear the air. If you got something you need to get off your chest, let's hear it. Let's pretend there's no FCC this morning.
Let freedom ring.
All right. Who do we have here first, Breeze? Let's get over to our girl, Olivia. Weighing in. Good morning, guys. I'm sorry, but my kids come first. So if we're friends and you don't adjust your schedule around nap time, that's on you, not me. There, I said it. Olivia sounds like she'd be a tough person to be friends with.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take.
That's a hot take indeed.
My kids come first. Kelsey says, anyone who says age is just a number, those are usually the same people dating someone way too young for them. There, I said it.
True. Very
yeah,
true.
You're not wrong about that.
Bill Belichick.
This person says Jeep ducking is stupid. There, I said it. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole ducky thing.
Nobody has answered my question yet. When it comes to Jeeps, where's the correlation between Jeep and duck? Who started that trend? I told you that my buddy, obsessed with his Jeep, loves his Jeep.
Obsessed.
We got pulled over one time by a cop on a motorcycle.
I love the story.
Okay. He pulls up beside us, tells us to pull over. My buddy refuses to pull over. I'm like, what are you doing? Pull over. Finally pulls over, and the cop comes and goes, why didn't you stop? And he goes, I'm sorry, officer. I honestly thought you were trying to take a picture of my Jeep. How delusional can you be?
I love a man who lives in delusion. It's so good. This person says the skip intro button is ruining TV shows. There, I said it. I think it's preference. It really comes down to preference.
I hit that skip intro a lot.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do I have to watch the same thing over and over again? Like, come on. It's not that deep.
What's up, Tina? If your truck is jacked up so high that you need a stepladder to get in, then congratulations on having a small peepee. There, I said it. Oh, what a time to have a jacked up truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jack that truck up.
How do you pick up a date with something like that? You think any woman's going to be impressed by a truck that big?
Right.
Here's a step stool.
Here's a step stool. Hop on. Mine for today is this. I'm really sick to my stomach over the fact that Bermuda shorts are back. There, I said it.
What are they?
Cancel Bermuda shorts.
What's a Bermuda short? she's coming over.
They go down to here.
Oh, they're long past the kneecap.
Yeah, they're right above the kneecap. And
right.
They're normally patterned, patchwork. They're disgusting.
I don't know what they are. What is Bermuda shorts, people? I have no idea.
They're basically skinny jeans, but short version.
I feel like I can rock that, to be quite honest with you.
No, I don't think
I just love the flexibility of it all. You know what I mean? I love a good pair of pants where you could do total splits in them. Brett says, not to be rude this morning, but if you don't lift, your opinion on literally anything doesn't really matter to me.
Oh, my God.
I only respect people who respect their bodies. There, I said it.
Yikes.
You people are on fire today. What's going on?
I sent you a Bermuda short if you want to go check it out. This person says, stop normalizing credit card debt. It's not normal. There, I said it.
No, it's not normal. And by the way, Bermuda shorts are for women, not men. Men don't wear this.
I actually actually have seen men wear them, but they're just tight.
Not for me.
It's not it.
I'll do a pair of chinos. I'll do the rolled up khakis. No problem.
Chinos?
Oh, yeah.
What's a chino?
Chinos are like what I typically wear. Like those pants. Those are chinos.
The exposed ankle.
Yeah. Let's go over to Big Ed, most toxic man in Rochester. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Haven't spoken to you in a while. Also, I haven't spoken to my wife in years. I thought it would be rude to interrupt her. This guy. All right, Big Ed, you get one for today. That's it, buddy. Yeah, have a good morning.
Don't push it.
Liz says men who don't know how to fix a car shouldn't be allowed to date. It's called survival skills. There, I said it. Oh. You want to know what else is a survival skill? Knowing how to make a meal from scratch.
That is true. All right. That is true.
All right, Breeze, let's go do a couple more.
A couple more for today. Sharon's here. She says, I honestly think that painting your nails is a waste of time. There, I said it. Raw dog it. It's more feminine, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
Okay. Sharon, whatever your name is. Being obsessed with working out, protein powder, and calories is unsexy and self-centered. There, I said it.
We're talking to you this morning, Brett. Thanks for weighing in.
This person says, gatekeeping your hobby, especially if it's niche, is 100% justifiable. There, I said it. I don't need to tell everybody everything that I do. So what? They can go get on board and take all of it away from me? No, thank you.
Mine's not really a hot take today, but I'm going to say it anyways. Okay. If you do buy a pair of jeans, you only need to wash them like maybe once or twice every 4 to 5 months. You know what I mean?
We already talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, but it wasn't for there I said it.
Stupid.
People wash their jeans constantly, like once a week. You don't need to do it. The same way you don't need to wash your hair every day.
It's not about the cleanliness. It's about the fact that your jeans get stretched out and they don't fit you the same. That's what it's about. Not that I wear jeans. I'm not like...
Never seen you in a pair in my life.
Topic for me, but...
All right, let me get over to our friend here. This is Stacy. She says, if a guy takes me to a restaurant where I have to park my own car, I'm leaving. Bare minimum is valet. There, I said it. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Queen.
Hey, bougie this morning. Are we not? Who valets in this city? Oh, Bronca.
That's because there's nowhere to park.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
When you're...
It's your birthday.
Our sweet, sweet Ida Agnello, the oldest living person in Monroe County, celebrated her 108th birthday this past weekend. Can we give her a what?
Oh my gosh. Not a shout out.
She is at the Baywind Senior Living Center in Webster. And she says it's like a world opened up, a whole new world opened up because I'm 108. And it's just, I still can't fathom that I'm 108. While her actual birthday was Saturday, she got to enjoy the company of her family, including her 7 great grandchildren, as well as a full out parade from the local first responders.
Oh,
it's a big deal. How does somebody live that long? What genetics, what DNA do you have?
Right.
Where you're just like, yeah, not only am I going to get to 100, I'm going to keep on going, you know, and to just stay with it. It's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wish our girl, Ida Agnello, very, very happy 108th birthday.
Yes.
It was so sad because I so badly wanted my grandma. Remember, she passed away last March. To hit her 100th birthday.
She was 99?
She was 99, and my grandma passed 4 weeks short of her 100th birthday. And because, you know, I so badly wanted her to be on the Smucker's Jam Jar.
I know.
I'm like, my, and she also, when you hit 100 years old, you get a letter from the president.
What?
Yeah. At the time, it would have been Biden. I don't think she would care, you know, because my grandma was kind of starting to get to a point where she's a little in and out of it.
Yeah.
But it would have been so great. She made it to her 100th, but she did live a long, fulfilling life. And
Gramps.
Ida, we wish you the happiest of birthdays, queen. Mm-hmm. Keep on thriving. Coming up on the show, if your kid snuck out of the house at 1 a.m., are you grounding them or are you doing something a little more extreme? Because Kelly from Greece says she's being called crazy for how she handled this situation after finding out her daughter snuck out of her bedroom window in the middle of the night last weekend. We'll read you her message and hear what you guys think coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
I'm Ross Cellino.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. Take a listen to the message we got from a very tired, confused mom. She says, I'm writing in because honestly, I need to know if I'm the crazy one here or if the world has just completely lost its mind. That's Kelly from Greece. And she says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Would love if you would share my message. My 15-year-old daughter snuck out of the house last weekend. Full-on movie scene, climbing out the window at midnight while I'm asleep. Meeting up with God knows who, doing God knows what. And I only found out because her best friend's mom called me in a panic after seeing some stories on Instagram. When I confronted her, grounded her, and took her phone away, my own sister, her aunt, had the audacity to tell me I'm overreacting and killing her social life. Apparently, sneaking out is just what teenagers do, and I should trust her. Trust? She climbed out the window and ran the streets at 1 a.m. Meanwhile, half my friends who are women are saying I should have called the cops on her to scare her straight. The other half are saying if I lock her down too hard, she'll just rebel even more. And of course, her dad, my ex, thinks it's all my fault for being too strict. Am I paranoid, overprotective? Am I a control freak? Or is sneaking out still considered a big deal? Because from where I'm sitting, it feels like no one's parenting anymore. Thanks for any advice for those who hear this. That's Kelly from Greece.
Sneaking out is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like, obviously, yes, kids will be kids and they'll do what they need to do. But at the same time, like, that is not okay because they could put themselves in harm's way.
We've had this conversation a few times on the show. I've never snuck out of the house when I was a teenager. Breezy, I'm pretty sure you sneak out all the time.
I used to, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't put money
on
that.
I stayed sneaking.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. We'll get to some of your messages already coming in. Before that, what door did you use to sneak out or window? Basement, front door?
It wasn't like that. It was just I went out the door.
That's it?
My parents were sleeping. It's not like...
No alarm?
I wasn't going anywhere. I was just going to the neighbor's house. It's not like I was
Hey, you're full of it. All right, guys. What would you do in this situation? Kelly from Greece finds out her 15-year-old daughter snuck out the house last weekend, right out the window at midnight, and just ran the streets. So first person weighing in is our boy Matt here, who says, guys, I did worse at 15 and turned out just fine. Let the girl live a little. I think we all snuck out when we were younger. It's a rite of passage. It's not a felony. Mm. Yeah, like I said, not all of us did it. I was too worried about the repercussions. I still am.
You really still are. Still to this day.
I don't know. My father scared me straight. Heather says, I snuck out once and my mom met me at the door holding a Bible and a belt.
Oh.
Those are two very interesting things to be holding.
Very. Couldn't be more interesting.
Yes.
If I do say so myself.
Old school. Kara says she should have called the cops and changed the Wi-Fi password. Kids don't need friends. They need fear. And parents stop putting the fear into their children. That came in from Kara. What were the consequences for you? You can't tell me you got away with it every single time. There's no way.
No, I did.
You never got punished for sneaking out?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I ever really got caught. I mean, I got caught sneaking people in, but not sneaking out.
You got caught sneaking people into your house at all hours of the night.
Correct. And I lost my privileges to get my to go take my driver's test.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So that got pushed back quite some time.
Let's 5852.
This is so unfair.
252-9800. If you guys want to weigh in, we have Lynn here that says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've been there, and my oldest snuck out at 16. And yeah, I called the cops on my own kid. He hated me for about a year. Now he thanks me because half his friends ended up with records. Do what you have to do, Mom."
I mean,
I do think it's a big deal if you sneak out.
It is a huge deal because you just don't know what could happen. And the worst part is that you don't know where your child is. So if you do get a call like that, you're like, whoa, wait, I thought they were in bed sleeping.
I mean, you got to be a heavy sleeper to not hear anyone leave the house.
Or you could just be a very quiet person.
That could be wrong. I mean, some people, I mean, there are some people who have their bedrooms on the first floor and
correct.
Their parents are upstairs.
Correct.
The other thing, too, is a lot of teenagers today, even then, I have friends in high school. You're not just sneaking out the window and walking through the neighborhood. You're jumping in a car with God knows who.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where things can get a little dicey.
Audrey says, "My daughter snuck out to hang with friends. Turned out it was a 22-year-old guy she met online. No, I wouldn't trust your daughter either. No, thanks. Parents need to wake up." Audrey wrote all of that in caps.
Wake up, people.
So it is a big deal. I don't think you're paranoid at all, Kelly. I think you have every right to be concerned. I think it's crazy your sister's the one telling you that you need to chill out.
That's surprising to me. Did she specify if her sister has kids or not?
Nope.
Well, that.
No, she did not. Let me get over to Kelsey really quick, and she says, "Hey guys, real talk this morning. Sneaking out at 15 is a big deal in my opinion. It's not just teen drama. It's about safety, boundaries, and trust. And the fact that your daughter climbed out a window in the middle of the night without you knowing and with zero idea who she was with or where she was going, I think that's serious. The stakes are just too high in today's world to brush it off as normal teen behavior."
Right.
So what can you do moving forward? Kelly, my opinion, whatever the consequences are, keep those. But also, I would have a real conversation to get to know why. Was it peer pressure? Was it a crush?
Right.
Was she bored?
What is the motive?
Attention seeking? You got to understand the reason, because the reason could absolutely help with probably keeping her from doing it again this Friday night.
She's like, see ya.
You know what I mean?
See ya.
And there are some ruthless teenagers where you can punish her all day long for this, and they'll do it again 48 hours later.
Correct.
It's like, wow, you are really not scared of your parents.
Not at all.
Couldn't fathom.
I mean, we've heard of some kids who will get in trouble, and then they'll just be like, bah, whatever. These things happen, and just continue on with whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah, I'll get to one more by Jean who says, set a new boundary and make the consequences clear and consistent, because the goal is not to control her life. It's to teach her how to manage, you know, having freedom, responsibility.
And they could get themselves into a really dangerous situation, and I think that's something that you need to drive home.
Yeah, I'm sure it's every parent's worst nightmare, seeing their kid end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Right.
We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow. Kelly, good luck with that conversation. Appreciate the message.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.